Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as trade tensions continue to grow between the United States and China, it appears that U.S. agriculture is one of the industries here at home that stands to lose the most. Because of this, the U.S. Wheat Associates and National Association of Wheat Growers have released a joint statement. And this week, I talked with the U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Policy, Ben Connor.
For the wheat situation in particular, you know, we've had an office in Beijing or in China for a long time, and you know, once the dust settles, it's going to take a lot of work to try to rebuild the reputation of the United States as a reliable supplier to the world and to China in particular. And you know, we certainly don't want a trade war.
Now, following the Trump administration's announcement of new tariffs on $50 billion worth of imported Chinese goods, China hit back with some tariffs of its own, including a 25% tariff on U.S. wheat imports. In response, the White House is ordering trade officials to draw up a list of $200 billion worth of Chinese goods that would be hit with a 10% tariff on top of the 25% tariffs already promised. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.